The 251 to 101 vote exceeds the three-fifths support needed to send the proposal on to the state Senate. Prior to the House vote, Manchester Republican Keith Murphy warned that while the income tax isn't popular in Concord at the moment, that could change.
Lest we forget, in 1999, this body did pass an income tax of 4%. And every year since, an income tax has been proposed in this body. We need to take this temptation off the table, now and forever.
Opponents of the proposal say permanently barring new taxes on income could lead to unintended consequences, like higher property and business taxes. To take effect, the amendment needs three-fifths support in the Senate and two-thirds support at the polls in November. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.